Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Phone number that you need to write down, you need to etch into stone, maybe grab a crayon and write on the fridge.
Or you could just put it in your phone book.
It's 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join the conversation here at Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, anything that's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been just beginning to cover this article from TheBlaze.com. L.A. County puts a new restriction on restaurants ahead of the Super Bowl. Televisions must be turned off. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom lifted his stay-at-home lockdown order last week, allowing businesses deemed non-essential by the government, including restaurants and salons, to resume some in-person operations with safety precautions in place. However, Los Angeles County public health officials have already enacted a new restriction that has many people scratching their heads: no TVs on at restaurants.
What are the on pizzas? Super Bowl
on
specifically,
Super Bowl Sunday,
right?
Super Bowl Sunday. Well, L.A. County public health officials released the new restrictions on Friday on outdoor dining, as indoor dining is still prohibited in the country. Those restrictions include: televisions must not be turned on. I'm sorry, that's just so hilarious.
So, hold on. This is specific to the Super Bowl or not specific to the Super Bowl?
I'm not sure about this now. I'm not sure either. But it's certainly in advance of the Super Bowl, which is occurring, on Sunday. Televisions must not be turned on.
The funny thing is, I don't even know. I mean, what do you think the guy's brother-in-law does who came up with this rule that made it somehow profitable to do that?
What's profitable?
TV repairman?
I don't know. This is just total control. This isn't about profit. Not everything they're doing is about enriching one of their cronies in the case of these crackdowns. They just want to see how far they can get away with this stuff. They just want to keep pushing it and keep pushing it because people seem like they'll put up with anything. They'll do anything they're told to do. Put three masks on, they're saying.
Well, right. So the bullet point number two
is... they backed off the multi-mask thing.
No, I don't think they did.
I think Fauci walked that back.
Listen to this. Bullet point number two. Employees who come into contact with customers must wear a face mask and a face shield.
That's going to look ridiculous.
I also laughed when I read that. No more than six people may be seated at any table. Every person at the table must be from the same household. Tables must be placed at least 8 feet apart, not the traditional 6 feet. How is it that 6 feet is the traditional distance for these tables?
It's the new traditional.
Right, the new tradition as of 10 months ago.
To answer your question, Ian, officials said they placed restrictions on TV operations because they fear Super Bowl watch parties could become super spreader events.
Okay. But it's not clear if this expires after the Super Bowl. This sounds like a new set of rules.
I don't think it expires.
Yeah.
I think they're just saying this is how it is.
Right.
Let's see. They have a link to the actual thing.
And this is why we should not have morons running our lives.
Yeah, there are way too many of those.
Unfortunately, it seems like this is what people want. You know, people are just doing what they're told. They're going along with it. So why shouldn't we expect to get more of it?
But Ian, the government knows best for us.
I think that's what people actually believe.
They know better. They get paid for making these kind of decisions. They know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, even
send
though...
Send me some money, I'll make your decisions for you.
Even right? though some people do understand that the government is, you know, absolutely slow and stupid and useless, they still, man, whenever it has to do with public health, they just change their minds about everything.
You know, nobody, you bring up a good point. Imagine the market there would be for actual leadership in the absence of governance.
Mm.
Right? Like people who are genuinely like respected by their communities and looked up as like fair men who make, you know, great decisions and, you know, give good advice and all that kind of stuff. People would actually gravitate towards them in a marketplace for the purpose of leadership and mentorship.
Well,
and
it already
so
happens.
They wouldn't pick morons if they weren't imposing them on everybody?
They might still pick morons, but they'd be free to dump that moron as soon as they figured out that they were morons.
Well, that's happening now. I mean, you have various different self-help gurus that are out there.
Yeah. Isn't Gavin Newsom working on getting recalled right now?
I've never called him.
Oh, okay.
Nor would I call him
in the first place. Not going to recall him now, are you?
I don't have his number. I don't want it. If I did have it, I'd probably post it somewhere for everybody else to have in case they wanted a prank call.
Like on a bathroom wall. For a good time.
Call Mr. Newsom. this quote from the Los Angeles Times. We really do need to be cautious as we move forward, given we have a major sporting event coming up, and it's not uncommon for people to be yelling, shouting, screaming during the excitement of a game, said
quit
L.A. County Health Official.
Panic.
Thou shalt not be excited.
Dr. Muntu Davis is this L.A. County Health Officer.
Muntu?
M-U-N-T-U, Muntu Davis.
Hmm.
There is no such thing as a no risk at a restaurant or any other setting where people from different households are together, he added.
How dare they?
How dare people get together to have fun?
Yeah, well,
dogs and cats living together, fire and brimstone falling from the sky.
They certainly aren't going to want people to have Super Bowl parties either. It wouldn't surprise me if the CDC has already put out the same stupid guidance, so-called, they put out during Christmas and during Thanksgiving and, you know, the other holidays where people get together.
Right, because Super Bowl Sunday is an unwritten holiday as far as the American culture is concerned.
It absolutely is. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if I were to just search CDC. I'm just going to try this to see if I can find CDC Super Bowl.
You'd think they could just say no parties up front instead of, like, naming which parties you can't have.
Yep, Super Bowl bummer. CDC warns against cheering at parties.
No cheering!
So, according to the New York Post...
Well, if you're a cheerleader and you're not getting hired for a party this year, come and lead a cheer at my place.
Right.
CDC prevention guidelines. The agency says virtual watch parties or spaced out outdoor gatherings are the safest bets for catching the big game during the COVID-19 pandemic. Sports junkies are reminded to wear masks, maintain social distancing, avoid crowded and poorly ventilated indoor spaces, and wash their hands in order to, quote, make small gatherings safer, unquote. CDC warns against shouting, cheering loudly, or singing as the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Clap, stomp your feet, or bring or provide handheld noisemakers instead, said the agency.
Oh, God.
The quarterback hands the running back the ball. He breaks a tackle. He's at the 40, the 30, the 20, and he scores a touchdown.
Mm.
It's a very anticlimactic ending to that particular phrase.
Mm.
People also should bring their own food, drinks, plates, cups, utensils, and condiment packets to a gathering.
And be sure to wear a condiment.
It's a condom. It's a mint. It's a condiment.
Public health professor Jay Wolfson of the University of South Florida told the Tampa Bay Times, which is almost out of business, by the way, that that by now everyone should know the ingredients for a responsible Super Bowl get-together.
They should change their name to the L.A.
Hookers and blow!
They should change their name to the L.A. Times are tough.
Wear the darn mask, especially when around folks you don't live with. Socially distance, wash your hands, carry sanitizer, and use common sense. Put in the discipline this year so your family and friends can better enjoy next year and beyond without the residue of COVID. But who believes this at
this point? COVID leaves a residue?
We all know that this COVID thing is going to keep coming again and again. There's going to be different variants of it, different, you know, mutations of it over time.
They're already talking about the mutations, the South African variants. Right.
So now they're just saying, just keep obeying, keep doing everything we say, and everything will be okay next year.
Sure. Yeah, the South African variant only kills white farmers.
Right. Don't worry, LA Times. The LA Times are almost up. 603-283-6160 is our phone number. If you would like to join the conversation here at Free Talk Live, will you cheer out loud and carry on it during the Super Bowl?
I might, just to be disobedient.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the number should you want to join the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And Pope Nobody of the Church of the Invisible Hand.
And we're here to talk about all sorts of fun things. We've been talking about this article from The Blaze that...
Blaze it.
Yeah, man. That, like, L.A. County isn't allowing TVs during the Super Bowl, man.
And well, maybe afterwards.
Well, most likely afterwards. I opened up the link to the actual restrictions they released, and I didn't get a sense. I mean, it's a bunch of legalese, so mm-hmm. I didn't want to, like, bore myself to death by reading through it.
Sure.
See. But the last bit, at the very bottom of the article, it says, anything else? And nobody, this will amuse you or at least answer your bit. Health officials are reportedly concerned about the Super Bowl in particular because they suspect the championship celebrations for the L.A. Lakers and the Los Angeles Dodgers contributed to the massive COVID-19 spike in the L.A. area last fall.
Wow.
So they're pointing to a previous, sports event where folks did gather and did, I'm sure, shout and cheer and sing and, you know, all the things they're telling you not to do now. They probably had TVs on in the restaurants for this. Yeah. And so they're like, oh, we can't.
I'm sure a lot of people, like, got stabbed and died of COVID.
They're like, we can't have any of that. Yeah, COVID went on a stabbing spree.
Yes, it does that. It does that. It shot a guy in, where was that, Kansas? Where COVID shot the guy?
I don't know.
A virus so bad it once shot a guy for snoring too loud.
Oh, God, I remember those. That was a
Time Life books.
Western
series. Do you like the Old West?
Man so mean he once shot a man just for snoring.
So that's the gist of it. But I'm still amused by the employees need to wear a mask and a face shield when waiting on customers at these outdoor restaurant because they can't go inside.
They're outdoors.
They're outdoors, yeah. So.
And wow. Also, you have to wear handcuffs and a tight leather choker.
The CDC is now recommending that everybody wear a blindfold so that they can't see what the heck's going on either.
Yeah.
Speaking of the CDC.
That was what it was supposed to be at first. It was all about touching your eyes. Remember that? Remember when touching your eyes was a big deal?
Yeah, you remember when the COVID first started coming around and they were like, okay, make sure you just wash your hands frequently.
Remember when it was 2 weeks to stop to level the playing field or something?
It seems so long ago.
Flatten the curve, that's what it was.
Speaking of the CDC, this from Forbes. This is a couple days old, but I wanted to just mention this thing because it actually leads into something else that we'll get into. But the CDC, no longer constrained by Trump, according to Forbes, issues order that makes not wearing a mask on public transportation a federal crime.
Since when were they constrained by Trump? I mean,
I don't like that.
Well, you don't know how much he did do some good when he was in office and they just didn't report.
He went along with the whole thing and they would have done this exact same thing if Trump were still in office. It's bunk.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, they did go ahead and issue an extensive federal public health order late Friday requiring all individuals to wear masks over their mouth and nose on nearly all forms of public transportation and private ride-sharing services, and making refusal to wear a face covering a violation of federal law.
Whoopee-doo.
Wow. Well, what that is important for, though, is in states where the state government is not enthusiastic about doing things like this, it opens up the possibility of sending in federal troops to, like, wipe your nose and make sure you're wearing a mask.
Here's a hanky.
Well, I mean, did anybody notice the federal troops that were in D.C. were all laying down right next to one another without a bunch of masks
on? Oh, I noticed.
So they didn't seem to care that much.
I noticed.
Yeah. Yeah,
20,000 of them or whatever.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They'll happily kill you for doing things that they do. You know, yeah. a lot of them smoked weed.
Has anybody noticed that, things that the government considers a crime when you do them are just fine for them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not a crime when government does it, but when you do it, it's totally a crime.
I am the law.
Now, what, I wonder what it means when it says it's a federal violation. I think that was the wording that it used.
Let's look at the key facts, shall we? The order, which takes effect on Tuesday, requires a mask
warrant. Keep in mind that when they say federal, somebody asked me the other day whether federal crimes were all felonies. And despite both of those starting with Fs, federal crimes are not defined as being more severe than state-level crimes, and in some jurisdictions, like D.C., pretty much everything is federal, or military bases.
Right.
Federal misdemeanors. You can get a federal speeding ticket, but it's not any different from a state-level speeding ticket.
To me, what it means is that it doesn't matter what state you're in, it's a crime now.
See, I would say no matter what state you're in, it's not a crime because it doesn't fit the definition of the word crime, but it might be illegal.
It's prosecutable.
Well,
my very existence is prosecutable.
I'd be curious to know exactly how they plan to enforce this thing, because if they're just going to write a violation, if this is just a violation of what is essentially a federal government agency's issued order, then that's not going to be the same thing.
Well, first of all, when did the CDC get any kind of ability to issue something and make it a federal crime?
Well, that's the thing.
The CDC did. Good catch. They can't. They don't have the authority to create crimes. That would require an act of Congress.
That's kind of what I was trying to point out here, is that this may be a violation of the CDC's private, rules or code or orders that they're publishing. And does that mean it's a misdemeanor level offense? I doubt it. It's probably going to be a ticketable thing. And then if you ignore the ticket, they might have to send you to the Justice Department for prosecution. Maybe I'm thinking about the way the FCC does things. So if you run a pirate radio station, which means you're not asking for permission to broadcast, if you do that and they catch you, they may steal all of your equipment, but the only thing they can do to you, if you're not in New York or Florida, where there are actually laws against running pirate radio stations, but if you're in the other 48 states, as I understand it, this is just my understanding of it, then they'll just simply write you a fine and say, all right, you owe us $10,000.
I suspect.
See, that's the thing is, I want to get one of those damn fines, because I don't have anything, so there's nothing for them to take.
But then if you don't pay them, then they supposedly have to go through the Justice Department to get them to bring some sort of legal action to try to collect from you, in which case then you would have the ability to defend yourself in court on a free speech basis.
This says,
First Amendment, baby.
This says, while the CDC reserves the right to enforce through criminal penalties, civil penalties such as fines are far more likely. 603-283-6160.
And how are they going to enforce those?
I don't know. Perhaps we'll find out when we come back.
As Sao Paulo struggled to dig out after last week's devastating earthquake,
I'm just praying and helping.
One group was left with no one to care for them.
There is nowhere for these homeless dogs to go. There is no food to give them. There is no clean water. These dogs are going to starve to death.
The humane thing. I have to put these dogs down.
O'Brady Shaw is the only journalist compassionate enough to do what has to be done.
Put down 50 or 60 dogs today? I didn't want to.
Let me help you!
But it would have been much worse if I hadn't done it.
It's better this way.
O'Brady Shaw goes where other reporters won't and does the jobs other reporters can't.
I'm so sorry.
Gut Check with O'Brady Shaw. Live from Sao Paulo. Tomorrow night, only on the Onion News Network.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The COVID tracking project says January is now America's deadliest month since the start of the pandemic. Officials say January saw more than 95,000 people die, which is 20 more thousand than what was reported in December. President Joe Biden is meeting with 10 moderate Republican senators to discuss their COVID-19 relief plan. Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran is one of the 10.
The president talks about a speedy opportunity to provide relief for Americans, and I think we want that.
And this is the fastest way to get it accomplished. Reconciliation or other procedural means not only destroys the bipartisanship that the president has promised, it reduces the time frame, it increases the time frame in which that we're able to accomplish what the American people need.
The Dow gaining 229 points to close at 30-11. USA Radio News. A World War II vet who helped raise money for the coronavirus pandemic has now been hospitalized with COVID-19.
A 100-year-old British veteran who went viral for raising millions for National Health Service charities is now fighting the coronavirus himself. According to his daughter, Captain Sir Tom Moore was admitted to a hospital after needing assistance breathing. He tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Moore became known around the world for walking 100 laps of his backyard before his 100th birthday, hoping to raise £1,000 for charity. After his story went viral, nearly £33 million were raised for the NHS. The Army veteran was knighted in July. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Pro-life legislators in Iowa want to amend their state's constitution to explicitly exclude a right to abortion or public funding for abortion. The Iowa Supreme Court ruled in 2018 that a woman had a right to an abortion under the Iowa Constitution. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It is Free Talk Live.
Every time you do that, I think, welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend.
Come inside. If only we had harmony. Yes, that's also a stripper name.
Huh?
I said, if only we had harmony.
Indeed. Indeed. Or melody.
603-283-6160 is our phone number. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. It is myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
I think I'm nobody.
And we're in the studio bringing you this illustrious program. I only made it through 10 pages of the CDC order in an attempt to find anything that resembled enforcement or dates.
Does he get a bonus for that? He should get a bonus for that.
No, it's just punishment.
I know. It should be like combat pay.
Captain Kickass at Edge. You can send me a tip in cryptocurrency.
Hey, nice. That's the FIO name, by the way.
It is.
Might have to look that up.
The Edge wallet provides a nifty vanity address.
Didn't I hear there was another wallet doing it too?
Yeah, there's
Cillium. I don't remember who it was.
I don't remember either.
Well,
but
you could certainly do it with Namecoin.
No one pays any attention to Namecoin anymore.
Really? Did they die?
No, it's still around.
Huh.
But the Edge wallet, I mean, through the Edge wallet, you could get your own, I'm going to call it a domain. I don't know what they actually call it, but where I could be like Captain at Kickass.
And it would transduce
the funds in the same way.
Equivalent to a domain name.
But I would have
internet to
pay some extra, whereas they just gave me the one vanity address for free by having a wallet through Edge. So I took advantage of it. And so, yeah, if you, any listeners out there, you want to tip me, it's Captain Kickass at Edge. You could just use that as the to address in sending cryptocurrency. I accept BTC, BCH, Ethereum, BSV, and a few others, too, that I can't remember.
You got Monero?
I do accept Monero.
Sexual favors.
Well, that's not a coin yet.
Hey, apparently Coinomi supports this.
Why isn't there a coin for that yet?
I don't know. I know there's a TIT coin.
Is there?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the air, but...
well...
Eddie Money says it in Shaken. And they played the uncensored version of they played that in the uncensored or the censored version or whatever you want to call it, the radio play version.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Although they're not as easy as I remember, because I thought it was wrapped up like a douche. It's not.
Yeah. I used to think it was wrapped up like a douche.
Yeah. Ian, before we get to the caller, I wanted to tell you that last September, this is from the article, the CDC drafted a very similar order, and I think we covered this on Free Talk Live, that it was proposed requiring all passengers and employees to wear masks on all forms of public commercial transportation, et cetera, and so on. But it was blocked by the Trump administration.
Ah, okay, so Trump did do something there.
And as a result, the CDC was limited to only issuing strong recommendations for mask use. Trump, who often questioned the effectiveness...
I got a strong recommendation for them.
Yeah. Trump, who often questioned effectiveness of face coverings in preventing COVID-19, frequently mocked Biden for wearing a mask and also reportedly rejected efforts by Congress to mandate mask use. President Biden issued an executive order on his second day in office directing federal agencies to immediately take action on the issue. While airline companies and most other modes of public transportation already require masks, the CDC order is significant because it will make not wearing a mask a violation of federal law. The distinction will likely make enforcing mask wearing far easier for flight attendants and other transportation employees. So... I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, but it still won't be easy to get me on a plane.
Right, meaning that now they'll be able to say, oh, it's not our policy, it's the federal law.
Right.
You have to obey.
Right. Mm. I'm just doing my job, it's the federal law, you must obey.
Well, the other thing is it protects them from liability.
Yeah.
There are likely going to still be medical exemptions to this, but not all companies will recognize that, which a lot of the airlines are ignoring medical exemptions. They're actually telling people with medical issues to not fly.
Right.
Wow. And I don't know. That's something that, you know, I'm not a believer in using the courts, but the airlines pretty much live by the courts, so they might as well die by the courts. And I would be delighted if somebody sued some of these companies over this stuff.
Let's
if nothing else, give them some fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Let's go to the phones. Speaking of things we can't say on the radio, we have Turd Ferguson calling from PA. Turd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call tonight. So I just wanted to talk about the new president of the United States, because
you got a Biden boner?
I have an inverse Biden boner is what I've got. Ooh. But I had forgotten that we had a new president.
Let's not talk further about that.
Okay, we're just going to leave that going.
Go ahead, Turd.
I'm just going to leave that hanging there in the air.
Sure.
Unsaid.
Sure, well,
come on, let Turd talk.
We can leave the body part talk for another time. But I had forgotten almost that we had a new president up until the other, 2 days ago, because Joe Biden is so quiet and so boring, unlike the last president, who was very loud and exciting and just made me laugh all the time. And now that this new president is in office, I already kind of missed some of the entertainment. But I should say, though, that there's some policy issues that I think are much bigger concerns that people should actually be afraid about.
Such as?
Such as that he's the biggest warmonger that's like ever existed in the history of the United States government. But let me say this also: there are a lot of Democrats, there used to be at least a lot of liberal stations or left leaning, maybe NPR affiliate stations that carried Free Talk Live, I believe.
No,
and And
we've never been on NPR. NPR is essentially public radio, and as a
they're closed to us.
Yeah, as a radio show that has you know, commercial attributes, we can't really be there. But we have been on what have been called in the past progressive talk stations. These are left wing talkers that do basically the same things the right wing talk stations do, except from the left wing. And most of them have gone off the air at this point.
That's progress.
You're still on some of them because Jerome still calls into the show. But I think all these voters that voted for Joe Biden forget that he and the rest of the Democratic caucus, and in particular the two senators that were elected in the Georgia runoff elections. Down there, I think one's name is like Ossoff, and the other one's like some pastor that like ran over his life split or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they and the Democratic caucus and Joe Biden really like strongly hinted at the American people, like didn't straight up promise them, but they were like, yeah, if you vote for us and you give us the Senate and you give us the House and you give us the presidency, you're going to get $2,000 checks. And that's what they really hinted at for weeks leading up to the presidential election.
Well, Captain, didn't you have something about $2,000 checks per month?
Do.
I think they should make it $20,000. Why not? Print that money.
So here's the way I understand it is they made this promise of, you know, hey, if you elect Biden, we'll give you $2,000. And then they only sent out the $600 checks. And so then once Biden was elected, they're like, okay, now we're getting ready to try and send you out the $1,400 because $1,400 minus $600 is $2,000. Right? So somehow it turned from that. $2,000 minus $600 is $1,400.
Right.
Here's what we ought
to do. Yeah, that's what happened. And keep this in mind, too, that a lot of people didn't even get the $600 check. A lot of, and they were in order to get the $600, they would have had to file a 2020 tax return to get that actual stimulus payment, which a lot of, gig workers, like people that work for Uber Eats, and I don't know how much, I felt we're up against the heartbreak, so I tried to quit. A lot of people that work for Uber Eats, they don't file tax
returns. Oh, turn it on, I have to pinch you off, bro.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. The number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets aren't quite ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the
Coinomi.
Yeah, Coinomi, specifically. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade, Coinomi, to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0 and reach out to the wallet programmers to encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. That's AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. So we were talking about this bit from Forbes saying that the CDC, no longer constrained by Trump, issues order that makes not wearing a mask on public transportation a federal crime. So apparently they've been able to do that. I just wanted to say the little paragraph here at the bottom of this says, as of this week, all travelers flying into the U.S. are required to provide proof of negative COVID-19 test taken no more than 3 days before their flight or they'll be denied boarding. On Tuesday, a senior CDC official said that the Biden administration is actively looking at requiring COVID-19 tests before domestic flights as well. These are conversations that are ongoing. CDC director
can
for
we
the
secede now?
Oh, I'd love to.
See, Trump was bad, according to the liberals, because he restricted air travel from certain Muslim countries. I agreed with them on that. But here they're going to say that Biden is good because he's restricting air travel from, well, the entire world to anyone who doesn't have their government inspections.
Yeah, 3 days before the flight.
Huge double standard that, It is so glaring that even though I don't like the guy, it's like I am so sick of hearing people hate on him for
Trump, you mean, or Biden?
For Trump.
Okay.
Well, imagine this. I'm going to go, I don't know, I'm going to go fly to Seattle for a week. So I have to have a COVID test taken no more than 3 days before I leave. I have to have another one before I come back.
No, that's only into the United States.
No, they said they're considering it for domestic flights as well.
Sure, but it hasn't.
If they do.
Right, but just imagine when they do, because I feel like it's a when, not an if.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Right? Like, so I got to find some place in a city that, I mean, okay, I'm familiar with Seattle, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, I got to take the test before I leave New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And then I got to take it again before I leave Seattle just to come back.
What if I just want to go for an afternoon, you know, or one night?
Well, then you could probably use the same test because it's within 3 days of the flight.
Why is it better for the public health to have you sick in Seattle than to have you sick here?
I don't know.
It's all about control.
And I really hate the whole papers, please, about this. It really irks my soul.
Oh, see, it's not papers, please, because they're not asking for your ID. They just want your health certificate.
Which, you know, I mean.
Oh, yeah, and they want your ID.
My dog license.
You know,
actually, they want both. They want your ID and your.
Yeah, I don't care what agency it comes from. They're still asking for papers.
Yeah.
You know, pardon me, but you're not my doctor. You don't get to look at any of that. Yeah. That's the way
I'm going to have to look inside your.
Uh-huh. So, bend over and spread them. It's for the good of your country.
So now that. Yeah, right. Now that we know that wearing a mask has been federally mandated now, it's no longer up to the states and the communities and all that kind of thing.
And they're saying it's on all public and commercial transportation.
All.
Which would mean that if you were to,
including ride-sharing like Uber and Lyft.
Yeah. So if Cell 411, for instance, revamps its ride-sharing section, then one could operate that in pure violation of the federal rules, and that would just be wonderful.
Certainly could.
Yeah.
And yes, it would.
And the thing is, I would say that the time is right for agorist ride-sharing.
Oh,
if anybody's thinking about it, because, you know, a lot of there's a lot of people cowering in their homes, and, you know, but they're don't want to drive, but there's a lot of people who want to go out, too, and I would love to have somebody I could call who would reliably not be giving me a hard time about that kind of thing.
So this from thehill.com just today. The Transportation Security Administration, known as the TSA, as I like to call them, touching some ass, or the tyrannical sexual assault.
Thousands standing around.
Has been authorized to fine passengers who fail to comply with the new mask requirements on public transportation systems.
Weird. Interesting.
So now the TSA has become the mask police.
Yeah. Well, now, just so you know, the TSA, this isn't the first time that they've had the ability to fine people. It's just you don't hear very much about it. I remember years ago reporting on people, and I believe even Russell Canning, a former activist here in the Keene area, had received one of these at one point, where if you had gone in through the checkpoint, and let's say you honestly forgot and you left a knife in your bag, and they catch the knife. They may not actually arrest you for it. They may just later on, not in the instant, they won't like write it to you right there, but they'll note your name and address, and they'll actually send and issue to you a fine after the fact. I think it was like $250. And they got to keep your knife too, by the way. So I'm just pointing out, this isn't the first time they've been fining people for
violation. And I'm sure it's going to get worse. I imagine. And I'm not trying to give these guys any ideas, but I imagine in the future it's going to be real easy for some government entity just to go, hey, let's give these guys guns, the TSA, that is, and the TSA now becomes an additional federal enforcement agency.
Oh, God, and they've got, like, you know, the highest sex offender rate of any federal agency.
The blue shirts change color and become the brown shirts, you know. I mean, it's real easy. Really easy to do. The TSA.
I'm tempted to go and get a job as a TSA agent, except I'd identify as female.
I wonder if Miss Nobody.
Miss Nobody.
I wonder if this
nobody can be anything.
I wonder if this is something like if you go through the TSA and you're not wearing a mask and they go, well, we're going to give you a fine. You're like, that's fine, and you receive the fine and then you just continue not wearing the mask.
Yeah, sure.
And then somebody's like, hey, you're not wearing a mask. We can do you fine. You're like, I already got one.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
But
I wonder if you could just carry that fine with you into any airport and be like, oh, I already got one.
I was trying to get the cops at the rally yesterday to to write me two tickets because I said I wanted to send one of them to each of my parents, which actually they live together, they could share. But
they wouldn't give you any.
They wouldn't give me any tickets.
Oh, this is so.
And I was way less disorganized. I was way more disorganized than Footloose. If either of us were disorderly, it was me.
The article continues, TSA workers are authorized to deny entry or boarding to passengers who refuse to wear masks, and those passengers could be subject to fines. So not only can they give you a fine, they can say, oh, you're not wearing a mask? You no fly.
Look, don't worry. All this is going to get, it's going to be over when Biden takes office.
Well, that's already happened.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
they can't end it immediately. Even if that was the plan, it can't happen right away. He has to do something, like a bunch of look strong stuff. Because it has to be, he has to be the hero who saves us from the COVID, right? That's the storyline I'd be looking for.
Yeah, I think he's just going to be the dictator that takes it to the next level of enforcement. COVID's not going to be over because people
are
doing whatever
they're told. Find some excuse for loving him for it.
Oh, no, they love him for telling them how to be safe. The progressives on the left, they love Biden. Like, he wears two masks or whatever the hell. You know, he's a total statist. They love him.
Just wear the whole box. Just put the box of masks on your face, okay?
I remember when double bagger wasn't a compliment.
A lot of double bagged it. Oh, man. All right, so
they're already, before the election, they were already talking about him and Kamala Harris as though they were their mommy and daddy. There are literally posts by people on social media referring to them in that way.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. These are people who still want to have a mommy and daddy. These are adult
Mama
children.
Mama Kamala and Daddy Biden?
Adult children who look at politicians like them as though they are the equivalent of their parents.
UGLI.
Wow. I've seen more than one post about that.
That is ugly. Depending on the circumstance, those who refuse to mask may be subject to a civil penalty for attempting to circumvent screening requirements.
How is it civil to jack my money?
I don't know. Interfering with screening personnel or a combination of those offenses, the TSA announced on Sunday. The mask requirements, a result of the new CDC, blah, 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 will remain in effect until May 11th. Oh, I predict they'll just remain in effect. It follows the Biden's order on January 21st directing federal agencies to immediately take action. So, there you have it. Hour number three is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.